It's time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire Council area with Mayor Martin Rush. Martin, how are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. It was only about a year ago we were talking about the grants program for sporting clubs. It's back again.
It is, and one of Council's more popular programs, and certainly usually fully subscribed as well, certainly in the last few years. It's dollar-for-dollar matched funding for not-for-profit sporting and other community organisations. The small capital grants are $2,000. They do need to be matched dollar-for-dollar. And just really trying to make those precious sporting funds go a bit further. So
yeah.
If you have raised $1,000 through whatever means, then you can essentially double that to $2,000 for purchasing soccer balls or netballs or whatever it might be. The large capital grants are for larger capital items, fixing up kitchens, buying those larger pieces of equipment, fridges and so on.
Right.
As well as to upgrades of particular sporting facilities. And they're up to $50,000 and also require matching dollar for dollar. A really, you know, quite popular program locally. It's open till the 30th of October, so plenty of time to do some last-minute fundraising or to get your applications in.
Martin, did you have any thoughts on the Prime Minister's gas plan that he announced recently?
I think the two main takeaways of the plan are firstly that the federal government has changed its policy around trying to keep the Liddell power station open. I think they've now accepted that it has got to an age where it does need to close and that it would be uneconomic to keep it open
right
any longer. And I think that's important for the certainty, not only of AGL and its workforce, but also the wider community. The second takeaway from the plan is that they do appear to have moved away from a suggestion that thermal coal generation, at least new generation, will be a part of Australia's energy mix going forward, and that they're now looking to use gas essentially as a transition fuel. In terms of locally, I think there'll be some pressure to approve this Queensland to Hunter gas pipeline to try and provide some of that gas domestically. The Tomago AGL peaking plant, for example, almost entirely relies on imports of gas, which doesn't seem to make much sense to me when we do have some plentiful gas supplies locally. At least we have a plan now, which we sort of had for almost 10 years, and at least it gives the energy sector something to work towards.
Now, just before I let you go, I do need to ask, and this is almost on a real personal basis, because I was speaking to Peter from the Brook Cricket Club the other day, talking about the cricket season. It is coming back for our local cricket clubs. So is Victoria Park going to be ready for the summer?
It'll be ready for part of the cricket season, but this is not a project I think I can say, and I think Council can say, we're particularly proud of. It was contracted out to a local company from Scone, I think, Hunter Fencing and Landscaping, and we've had a series of problems with these jobs. The listeners will remember the debacle with water use over the late summer period. There have been all sorts of other problems with this job as well. We're not happy with the way that this work has been acquitted, and one consequence of that is that we're still dealing with defects and warranty problems well after the event. And that may mean that it's not ready for the start of the cricket season. Fortunately, we have prepared a number of other cricket grounds to make up the shortfall as a result of losing the ground. And obviously, Victoria Park, were it in tip-top condition as we had hoped, wouldn't have been able to accommodate all of the cricket needs. But we are disappointed. It will be, I'm told, open for the cricket season, but not the very start of it. So it's closer to being opened, but clearly there are parts where the grass just hasn't taken, and that poses not only performance issues for those that might want to use it and quality issues, but also some safety issues. So we really want to make sure that that grass has knitted and that there aren't those large sections without grass. This was something that the contract required, and clearly the contractor has not been able to deliver it.
Well, ultimately, I guess it's good news that it will eventually be up and running. We'd love to have seen it open for the first weekend of the cricket season, which starts on the 10th of October, but I guess better later than never at all. So, Martin, thank you very much for the update, and thank you very much for having a chat to us this morning.
No, thanks very much for your time. I really appreciate it.